Blog Talk Radio.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
So your world is torn apart, and you're left with a broken heart, and you feel that there's no real healing. Oh no, but this I know, it's more than a feeling. Jesus said it in his word, you cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything, he'll make it all right. He will make it all right.
Yes, he does. He makes it all right every single time. I'm your host, Jackie Wayans, and you are listening to Don't Give Up Radio, and I am truly excited to be with you this first Friday of a new year, because so many of us are already thinking about how we want to be for this new year, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, and I knew that because I'm doing the same thing myself. And so I wanted to make sure that these first couple of episodes as we started out the year really spoke to motivating you and giving you tools and real solid information in terms of how you can move forward in terms of your mind, in terms of your body, and in terms of your spirit. And so I am super grateful and thankful today to have Casey Winans, who is a student doctor of Palmer Chiropractic, and she's focusing on enhancing the brain-to-body connection. And she's doing this through upper cervical chiropractic care, which we'll talk about a little bit during the show exactly what that is. She is also the CEO of Dali Say, and she lives her passion by educating and continuing to reach out to her constituents. And each day, her goal and her passion is to lead a lifestyle of holistic health and wellness and to show others how to do the same thing. And she does it with a wonderful smile, which many of you have already seen on our website. Casey, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a blessing to be here and inspire everybody. You know, the first Friday of the new year, this is very amazing for me. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm excited. This is the first time we've done something like this on the show. And just from talking to you during the week, I've already started to implement some of the things you mentioned. So I can't wait to get this out and share it with everyone else. And, you know, Casey, I've just been introducing you on my webpage and on social media as Casey Winans. I never mentioned the fact that you belong to the, you know, infamous Winans gospel family, which is, you know, very well known and very large, and everyone thinks that everyone in the family is a singer or a musician, but your family is way too large for that to be the case, and you definitely break the mold by bringing in something else, a new dynamic and dimension. And normally on the show I would spend some time talking about past and history, but I want to start somewhere else with you. And I really want to jump into the fact that you are coming from this large family. And oftentimes large families have times where they get together and they enjoy each other and they enjoy lots of great food. So as we're going to talk about health and nutrition, I want you to give me a memory from growing up, you know, a time that you really enjoy with family, and also give me a favorite food also.
Okay, well, I can definitely say I have been raised with a huge family, and it's a blessing. So my favorite time definitely is Thanksgiving. Specifically on the Winans side, we have every other year we have our family reunion. And I'm sure you can only imagine how it can be. A lot of singing, a lot of food, and I just enjoy the quality family time. My family's huge, so we're just crazy, really. We have a wonderful time, a lot of laughing. Things happen unexpectedly. We're always making jokes and I don't know if this, I mean, it's nice to us, but we play pranks and tricks and do so many things with each other. Yeah, but there was, I could say our last reunion, my grandma the wine, and she actually had breakfast with all of his cousins. And it was an amazing time for me because she connected her upbringing with our current lifestyle and how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into leading people to Christ and truly being a fisherman of God. So that was a moment I'll never, ever forget. And outside of that, towards my favorite food, my mom's sweet potato pie. I know that's not organic. I didn't say anything organic just now at all. That's not a vegetable. It's not a vegetable. It's not a fruit. But my mom is the bomb. She's the bomb when it comes to sweet potato pie. And I always leave room for it. So, yeah.
Well, that's okay, Casey, because all that does is put that human touch on you because, you know, we looked at your pictures and you're doing the yoga twist thing and you have all the muscles.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And, you know, every day is the whole, you know, organic, energetic foods. But definitely for Thanksgiving, I have to sneak some sweet potato pie for my mom, so. Yeah.
All right. Okay. That just makes you human. That's all right. I like the touch that you were talking about your grandmother, Grandma Wine. And talk to me a little bit more about that time. How is it? Does everyone gather around the table or, you know, around the living room? How
does
that work?
Yes. We actually we make breakfast with each other and we sing and dance in the kitchen. And my grandma, she gathers us all together and just speaks from her heart. And she, you know, she keeps up with us a lot, especially on social media and nice phone calls. And she, in a way, puts us in our place when we get out of hand a bit. And I thank God for every bit of it. So she reminds us who we are in Christ and how to tap into consistently our spirit man with the Holy Spirit and letting that truly lead and guide us through the Word. Honestly, last time, a few of us had our Bibles open, but really last time it was just her just talking to us and inspiring us and telling us, reminding us who we are. And many of the things that she has said, I use as like my daily affirmations and my daily mantras because generations, it really means a lot to me to keep a lot of our family rituals and affirmations in my heart on a regular basis. So, yeah, and it keeps me grounded too.
That's a wonderful gift to be able to have her and to be able to have the younger generation gather around that knowledge and wisdom that exists there. So that's a blessing.
Yes.
I want to touch a little bit on when I was introducing you, I talked about the fact that you are specializing in upper cervical chiropractic care. And that's a term that many of us don't know. So can you talk to us about, you know, why are you focusing on that and what's so important about that for our bodies?
Okay. Well, first, with chiropractic, to understand that by itself, we connect the brain to the body and we let the body heal itself by removing interference within the spine. The neurology of your body, every cell, organ, tissue, it is all controlled by your nervous system. I'll repeat. Every cell, organ, and tissue is controlled by your nervous system. Therefore, when there is an interference, your body, your brain is not communicating with your body, and your body isn't communicating with your brain at the most optimum level. So with upper cervical care, we actually take, our technique is to take precise x-rays, and we take your personal mathematical measurement and we do a spinal analysis. This takes a little more time than other chiropractors who, you know, everybody has their own technique, but they may come in, they may feel for a misalignment and then adjust where they're maybe pain. But a chiropractor, we don't focus on your system, on your symptom, okay, on that pain. We go to the cause and the root of the problem. Going to the cause and the root will alleviate the symptom, and in the name of Jesus, the illness or disease or ailment won't return.
That's the thing that people complain about when they go to the doctors nowadays, is that the symptoms are what's being treated and not the source, not the core. So you take the time to figure that out. So if I'm coming to you as a patient, tell me, you know, what can I expect in terms of overall care from this type of holistic treatment?
Okay, so the type of care to expect from a holistic approach is definitely holistic. Therefore, we look at you as a whole, receiving chiropractic care, letting your nervous system function at its most optimal level, healthy eating, regular exercise, you must get your sleep, positive thinking. But if you were to come to me personally, soon to be Dr. Casey Winans, I would actually have you go through a process because everyone is their own person. So this, I wouldn't give you, Jackie, the same plan as I give my mom or anyone else in my family, because you have a different blood type. You have a different genotype. You have a different lifestyle. You're in New York. So, I mean, your climate is different. You're different. So based upon your unique needs, that's how I will care for you. And, of course, we'll go through a huge cleanse of your endocrine system, including your brain, heart, intestinal tract, and pineal gland, and we'll eliminate. Now, this is pretty much really everybody that comes to me. You got to let the soda and the dairy go. I know a lot of people, and carbonated waters, especially soda, kiss it goodbye, because it is very detrimental to your health.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as I have you give us some tips a little later on. But please, guys, that's your first nugget right now, soda and dairy. And we'll tell you why later on. But if you could just get rid of two things, that's where to start. If you're wondering where do I start this year, those are the two places that you want to start. I want to backtrack a little bit, and as I said, you know, you come from the wine family, and many people can have an assumption as they look at you, oh, she's always been fit, or oh, she's always, you know, been in the church, and she's always had a relationship with the Lord. But as I say often on this show, there's no always having a relationship with the Lord. Each person has to have that moment for themselves. And your moment is quite defining. Share that moment with us.
Okay. well, my moment, I wasn't at church. I'm laughing because, I mean, a lot of people expect you to be at the altar laying on your face, which I have done. But I was a senior in high school, and I was just thinking about what I wanted for my life. And I have read the Word of God before, and I saw so many just miraculous miracles, and I saw in John 14:12 where the Lord said, "You will do greater things than I have done." That's always stuck in my head. So I was driving one day, senior in high school, and I was just like, just to answer about the always have been saved and always negative. I have not always been saved and live my life according to my gift that He's given me. But I knew that I have something special. So I was just like, okay, I want things in my life that I know I can't do on my own. So I'm going to need a higher power. And that's when I just talked to the Lord. I said, okay. So I said this literally, like, hey, so I'm going to give you a chance. I was driving. And I said, okay, so I'm going to give you this chance, Lord. Show me. Show me because I'm going to give you all of me. I am not a halfway type person, Jackie. When I'm in it, I'm in it. And I gave him all of me. And he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. I just take that literally. I said, okay, seek you first. When I wake up in the morning, I'll get on my face and pray. I'll look for the things, the extra things that I would like for my life. I look forward to them. But first, I seek you. And that's never changed. All the ups and downs that I've had since then, it hasn't changed.
Amen.
Go
ahead, finish.
No, I was just going to say, during that time when I gave myself to the Lord in the car that day, it's like immediately, because a lot of people say you have to work for the Holy Spirit. No, you have it. It's in you. So when you decide to turn your life over to the Lord, that's when he spoke to me and showed me who I was and showed me how my legacy should be.
Mm.
Yeah.
And at that time, that's when it started to become clear to you that your overall health, your spiritual health, your physical health, your mental health, it was all one thing. They weren't separate, isolated compartments. But if you could expect the Lord to make you whole spiritually, and if you were going to even keep your body as a living sacrifice, that everything had to be a part of that. Am I correct?
Yes. He showed me who I was. And as far as, like, everything being a sacrifice, in the beginning, he showed me how I needed to first, cleansed my mind. So I read in the Word of God who he said I was. So many people, TV shows, videos, all these people try to tell me who I am. No, I go to the Word of God, and that's who I am. So he directed me to first saturate my mind in him. So for a while, during that saturation process, I didn't really, watch movies or TVs, a lot of things. I just really read his Word. And with saying that, as far as, like, my vessel, as far as, my body, all glory to God that he kept me pure. So I told him, I'm not too huge on making promises or anything now, but it's something that I told him, that I will keep his covenant with him until he gives me away, or my father gives me away in marriage. So all glory to God for him helping me in that. But with saying that, to answer your question, yes, all of me, every entity was given to him. And it's the best decision I've ever made in my life. So yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. And for anyone who's listening now, even as this next song plays, understand that wherever you are, whether it's a health and nutrition thing, whether you haven't started that relationship with the Lord yet, you can come out of it. He's going to give you the strength and ability to do it once you just put your strength in his hands.
I've never fallen this low before. Is this rock bottom? 'Cause I can't take no more. No. The enemy knew which buttons to press. Yeah. Now I'm stuck in a pile of my own mess. I don't know what it will take, but I'm coming now.
Jonathan McReynolds, I'm Coming Out, from his Life Experiences CD. I'm Coming Out, Stuck in a Pile of Your Own Mess, Your Own Making. You can come out of it. You aren't meant to live in that place. God wants to get the glory out of your life. And I share on this show every week, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's exactly what Casey did in her car. And at that moment, that was the coming out moment. And when you come out, you also go in. And it came up in the song. He says, I'm going to joy. I'm going to peace. I'm going to happiness. All this wholeness that you want for your life is absolutely possible, and that is the starting point. But Casey, I want to get right into this diet and nutrition and health. And in fact, diet is even the wrong word, but the American diet, as we know, is not the best. It's not very good for you. But we also know that the statistics show that people in the church are among the most unhealthy in America, right? And some, the Bible Belt is known for being overweight, you know, and having problems with obesity. And I constantly say all the years that I've been under the word and hearing messages, I don't think I've ever heard one on gluttony, which definitely, you know, the word of God speaks again, but we just are so in love with food, you know.
Ooh, Jackie, you're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm just saying, what do you think about this condition that we're in?
I mean, because I totally agree, and I don't know. Maybe once I'm speaking or preaching, you'll hear that word on gluttony. But I haven't heard it yet neither. But to answer your question, I totally know and see where you're coming from. Being brought up in the church, I know we have received the word of God, and then go downstairs and have the chicken dinner with all of the fixings and potato salads and a lot of sodium and sugar that we were consuming. And a lot of it, I'm trying to band-aid it a little bit, Jackie. Maybe that they didn't know, but right now I do see fit for us as children of God, as sons of God, as friends of God, to see our body as a temple of God, and to take control of who we are, because I've used the word control because this word speaks on self-control and modesty. And so with having a lifestyle, and I do try to, you know, leave the word diet alone because it is a lifestyle. So with leading a lifestyle of health and wellness, you want to live as that example by eating modestly and having that self-control. So with saying that, us as African Americans, there are a lot of diseases, and you know, from diabetes to high blood pressure, arthritis, many of it can be so just prevented if you were to take the time and look at yourself. A lot of it is the salt and sugars and things that it has been addictive, and it has been out of control. So I encourage everyone to please use your resources around you and truly take this year seriously, to take the baby steps. I know it takes time. It took me time. So take the baby steps that you need to start leading that lifestyle, because, you know, somebody's always watching you, and because you are a light of Christ. So it is important for you to live as an example and take care of yourself.
Well,
give
the verse, 1 Corinthians 3:16, you said?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17 is the scripture that speaks of you as God's temple.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I'm thinking about things that I hear, and I know that I've even said, and there's this fear that you just can't afford to eat healthy, that the foods that are there to sustain us and give us the nutrients are so expensive. And it's just, you know, too hard to do because of the finances. How would you address that?
Priority, you know, just prioritizing because working with clients and constituents and clinics, you know, different places, family, especially family, many times us women can go towards the material things first. So I do say priority needs to be key, and your health is key. Your health is number one. And so letting go of the material things and first prioritizing your health. So what that looks like is, for me, I first, you know, when I need something, or say I just got my check, anything, I first write down what I know my body needs. So if it's, you know, a list of certain superfoods and everything like that, as far as health is concerned, that comes before entertainment or material things. I'm not saying that I don't, you know, go to movies or enjoy different things or buy things, but I put those last. So first of all, saying that you cannot afford, that's not even my vocabulary. That phrase doesn't exist with me. Because with doing affirmations and renewing your mind, you speak what you have. So therefore, if you say that you can't do something, you don't have something, that you're speaking that on yourself. So let's first start with our mind and change our language, okay? So mm-hmm. Let's first go take that higher, is our mind. After we do that, when we want something, we'll get it and we'll receive it. So I do believe this is something you really want, this new lifestyle, that you'll have it. And
right. I think you have two categories here, right? You have those who... And you're being so sweet, but I'll say it for you. You have both of us who will get our nails done. We'll get our weaves done, right? We'll have the red bottom, right? But we won't buy nutritious food. Okay, so that's one category. And then there's the category that I was in. I was, you know, definitely, I was on food stamps for a period of time. But even though I was on food stamps, I made it a decision to spend most of my time in the produce section. I remember feeling guilty about that sometimes, but I knew it was the better for my family, so I made that sacrifice, right? So, those are the decisions that you have to make. It is a priority. You do have to decide what you want to do. And some people do live in food deserts, and we're going to deal with that a little later on when we get to questions and answers, but I agree with you.
Yeah, Jackie, that's the crowd I was mainly talking to, you know, with the food stamps and things of that nature. But you talk about the $5,000 weaves, you know, everything has to do with the red bottom and Louis Vuitton, but you tell me you don't have time or the money. I don't have sympathy. I'm here to help you, but that's just, okay, I'm going to look past that and see that you just don't feel like it. So,
And we have those little bullets now. They're like $99, and sometimes you can get them cheaper than that. And they're very quick. I have a girlfriend who uses hers, and she loved it. She just thought it was the best thing ever. So there's so many ways that you can get it in there. And like you said earlier, you don't have to do everything at once, but if you could start with something that's good for you. So I want to get into some practical tips now for those who are listening. And I know you have about five key points that you want people to think about as they address changes for themselves. Can you go through that with us?
Okay, so the key points, I like to start with resetting your mind. I know, like, I really want people to take that seriously, because nothing else is going to fall in place until you have your mind right, okay? And so the key thing with that is looking at yourself, okay? Taking that time to look at yourself in the mirror and learning and loving who you are first before you go any further, because many of us, we try to jump into this
sad or a diet or something and do it out of, for whatever reason, without knowing who we are first. So reset your mind with, you know, however you see that fit, if it's with, you know, affirmations or, you know, just reading the Word of God, mantras, whatever you see fit, have your mind totally renewed. And then we're going to go into resetting your taste buds. That's something that you're going to have to give time. Because now you're going to have to hang out with me because this can get a little scientific. But when you reset your taste buds, you're actually increasing the vibrations in your body. So when you increase the vibrations in your body, you are letting your cells being able to absorb true nutrients. So you want to focus on superfoods, mainly blues, purples, those colors. And I definitely want you to go at your pace. So the other two pace points that we had mentioned was eliminating the soda and letting go of the dairy. That's, you're going to truly have to die to self when it comes to that, because I know a lot of things have dairy or milk and different things in it. So that's something I definitely encourage you to do, because those actually eliminate nutrition from the past 3 weeks that you have had. So let's say if you have been taking your supplements or eating healthy for the past 3 weeks, having not even a cup of soda will deplete that nutrient. So I really, really encourage that. Juice for breakfast instead of all day. You can start with that. Juicing for breakfast, baby steps, and create a support team. Many times I know it's a busy schedule. You don't have too many people around you or too many friends around you all the time. I was at that point, and I actually created my own self team. I actually recorded my own voice at one point and played my own voice throughout the day with my own affirmations and telling me who I was in Christ. Because you are your biggest cheerleader. You are your greatest hype man that you can have. So encourage yourself and create your own team, because, you know, it's your dream and it's going to come true. So, and then, you know, treat yourself. When you have had done the right thing for so long, it's important to treat yourself. It doesn't always have to be food. Like, hey, treat yourself to maybe a little shopping trip, ladies. I know that would be nice. A concert, go to a state or a country you've never been before. Just look forward, give yourself something to look forward to. So, yeah, those are my 5 points.
Well, I've got to say with, the first one, the man in the mirror, you know, I know you mean that not only literally, you know, to actually take stock and mm-hmm. look at in the mirror, because a lot of us really don't know what our bodies look like. We just think we know. And then, you know, also figuratively to take that time and to be introspective and to try to figure out, you know, your own motivations and why you're doing what you're doing. The key thing that you said was to record your own voice saying mm-hmm. words. Whether it's your goals, whether it's what you want to achieve, and you know, whether it's a prayer. What's amazing, I thought that was so profound when you said it to me, because oftentimes I'm listening to other people, or I'll write it down and I'll read it, but I said, I'm going to do that, and I did it. I did it yesterday.
Yay, nice.
And I started listening today, and you know, the key to that is, because we're so conditioned in one line of thinking, you really have to mm-hmm. listen to multiple times a day. It's not just one time in the morning and then you forget about
right.
it.
Oh, yeah.
You do about it. So you want to make sure that you are coming back to that a couple of times a day and really refocusing on your goals. The people who achieve things during the course of a year is people who set goals. And, you know, the scripture talks
yes.
about, you know, who builds a house and doesn't count the cost. You know, we have to be able to to lay it out and to see exactly what it's going to take to get from point A to Z, we can, you know, we can make a plan. We know that God's the one who orders our steps, but we should at least be good stewards of what he has given us. And you said juice in the morning. I know you don't mean Tropicana. What do you mean when you say juice in the morning?
That's funny. Well, definitely not Tropicana, but I when I say juice in the morning, you can either use a blender or a juicer. So I like to use alkaline water and add kale, add avocado, all focus on superfoods, focus on organic, non-GMO vegetables, because those are going to resonate with your cells. So when you drink your juice in the morning, it is all naturally homemade by you, or a compressed juice, something that you have bought that has decreased of amount of sugar and processed foods inside. So it's best to make it, you know, from home. You can always find, you know, a NutriBullet or some sort of blender to use during the day, at least, you know, three times a day. But to start small, I like to tell people juice in the mornings. So, yeah, that's what I mean by juice. Definitely not Tropicana or something of that nature. Homemade, fresh juice with vegetables. Switch up the colors, add variety, and have fun with it. So.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned avocado, and I tried that recently. And for those of you who are thinking, ooh, avocado, it is the equivalent of making like a shake type texture. It is so rich and creamy, and it actually it has a neutral taste, so it kind of takes on whatever fruit you put in there. So it's really, I love it. I love the avocado in there. That's another great tip that a lot of people don't know about. You can even add some ice and, you know, make it into something, you know, slushy if you want.
I love to add goji berries to a lot of iron, especially for people who are looking to go vegan out there. Goji berries and tiger nuts are amazing.
Wow.
Jackie, do you mind if I just mention quickly the 5 points again for the people that are writing things down?
Why don't you have them when we come back from our song?
Okay.
And we'll recap before we go into Q&A. So for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, open your chat box. Send me any questions that you have while this song is playing so that we can get them out, okay? Safe and sound.
Take you where you wanna be. You could be my luck.
sound. That's what we want to be, safe and sound in our health, in our mind, in our spirit, in our body. And we're talking with Casey Winans, soon to be Dr. Casey Winans, and this is Don't Give Up Radio. And we have, we're going to have a few questions that we're going to ask you to elaborate on. But before that, I want to talk about, want you to kind of elaborate on your Dolly Say page. I look at it, it's so colorful, so vibrant. I mean, this is the kind of photos that just make you just like salivating and thinking, yes, that's how I want to eat, that's how I want to live. And I noticed, you know, you're using a lot of the antioxidant foods. In fact, some of them I've never even seen before. I didn't know they even made carrots in those colors. I said, where are you getting these from? You know, you also talked in the beginning of the show in terms of if someone came to you, the type of care that they could expect from you. And I noticed there's a lot of emphasis on brain food. Can you talk to us about what that really is and why is it important for us to have that in our diet?
Yeah, so the brain food is food that has more of a high vibration and causes the hormones to release in your body, telling your brain you're full. Basically, you have satiety. So the foods that you see, like the purple carrots that you mentioned, that because of that color, it has actually received energy from the sun. So these foods are also called sun foods. There's actually a whole line of sun foods. I can say I love EarthShiftProducts.com because they actually have a sun food line from peanuts to macadamia nuts. You can find so many blue-green algae. These are foods that release hormones in your intestinal tract, okay, that have the same amount and the same type of hormones that are in your brain, okay? So when you eat these foods, it actually causes your brain to talk to your intestinal tract on a hormonal level, okay? Therefore, it creates unison within your heartbeat, and it creates unison within the movement of your bowels. So when you are eating brain food, your intellect, you have like such a high consciousness, and you have such unison within what we call three brains: actual brain, your intestinal tract, and your heart. There's unison. And when there's unison, your hormones are regulated, you are at a peaceful state of mind, your whole body, I look at it as an orchestra, you know, your intestinal tract as the violin, your brain as the flute and another instrument, and when everything is in unison, it all plays a beautiful song together, so... Yeah, that's how I look at it, and that is what brain food is.
Okay, I'm trying to type and listen to you at the same time, but I think we're getting it. And that's interesting because I didn't know that. You know, I knew there were benefits to you know, seaweed and algae and things of that nature, but I really didn't understand the benefits that it had with the brain and the nervous system and anti-aging and all of that stuff working together, which is really awesome. We have a couple of questions for you, and our time is going so quick, so I want to make sure that we get them in. Tori from the Bronx lives in a food desert, and I'm sure you're familiar with food deserts. There are areas that are impoverished, and the local supermarkets really don't have fresh vegetables and fruit, and so it's very difficult for her to figure out what to do for breakfast. And she's used to cereal and the traditional, you know, breakfast foods. In fact, earlier you referenced African Americans, but, you know, Spanish communities are also affected by this, anyone who's living in these food desert type communities. So she wants to know, what can she do to ensure that she'll have a good, healthy breakfast in the morning?
Okay, so after, I mean, Tori is her name. So Tori, after you have exercised, and we can go further. You can email me concerning what Soleil Salt is. After you have exercised, you have drinking Soleil Salt, and you have had kombucha. These two things are what you can find online. Okay, So people who are in places, even myself, you know, I've been in places where it's like, okay, they only have what we used to shop in Detroit, like Piggly Wiggly's, and they only have, like, these grocery stores that know nothing about organic. So grocery stores, if you're around places like that, I encourage you to really order offline and go to the sections where you see just all green and look for sweet potatoes. So being a woman, sweet potatoes truly regulates our hormones. And eating them in the raw form is best, and or under 180 degrees. So you want to go towards your sweet potatoes. You want to go towards your greens, especially your broccoli. That's really a power-packed vegetable. Gives you a lot of your iron. So, and then as far as fruits, you want to veer away from the apples and the oranges and go towards more of the berries. So your keys will be the broccolis, the kale, berries, and sweet potatoes, okay? As far as the meats, you're going to want to only have them. Let's say you want to have them maybe 30% out the week when you don't have such high superfoods around you on a regular basis. Like the special foods, like the blue-green algaes, you know, like the goji berries or the tiger nuts, when those are not accessible for you, you want to decrease your meat intake and your white bread intake, okay? So
is that just for breakfast or overall?
That's overall. But, you know, for breakfast, you do want to do the sweet potatoes and the Soleil salt and kombucha. You may have to just get online.
Now, can you say the salt? Can you say it slowly for me? Because I want to make sure that I'm getting it. What kind of salt is it?
Okay. Soleil salt. So that's S-O.
Soleil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soleil for me?
S-O-L-E.
Oh, okay. Soleil salt. And is that
it's
like
a form
sea salt?
Himalayan salt. It's a Himalayan salt. So Soleil salt, it has that salty taste. But the thing is, it is a mineral. It has 84 different trace minerals for your bones, for your blood. Therefore, when you intake amino acids, your body's able to make its own fresh protein. You know, at higher levels, it's truly amazing salt. So when I give it to people and I'm like, you know, or if they see me cooking and I'm using a lot of Himalayan or Soleil salt, they're like, hey, you know, that's a lot of sodium, but it's not spiking the blood. Just like, a sea salt or, the regular salt that you'll see in grocery stores. So,
wow. Okay. We have time for one more question, and it's going really quickly. Bridget says that, oh, boy, we can relate to this one. She's doing really well with her eating, and a few days before her cycle, it gets thrown off. And she wants to know, how can she successfully get past her cravings?
So don't fight your cravings. Try to get past them. You have a salty palate. You have a sugar palate. It's just what type of salt and sugar you're taking in, okay? So as far as the sugar is concerned, you want to go for dark chocolate. I know your taste buds may have to get used to that, but go for the dark chocolate. And as far as your salty craving, you want to go for something with Soleil salt. You can even go for a blue corn chip, okay? So those are foods that have that taste, but they have that high alkalinity. Therefore, it's going to increase your hormone level in a good way. It's going to trigger those hormones in your brain, so therefore it's brain food to tell you that you no longer want that or you have that satiety. With that, cook with potent herbs, cumin, sage. Cook with really potent herbs. I actually love to use essential oils, and that will curb your hunger and tell you that, hey, you know, I'm not hungry anymore. So potent herbs, and if you have those cravings, sugar, dark chocolate, salt, blue corn chips, and stay along those lines.
Wow, and this is a great time for you to do the recap. I just want to say quickly that that dark chocolate, it definitely works, and nowadays you can get it with, you know, crystallized ginger inside or a little, little chip of toffee, just little speckles. It's not a lot, but it's enough to give you that little taste, or peppermint oil, and I can tell you it really does answer that craving. And a lot of times women crave chocolate because they're low in calcium and magnesium, and so your body's actually trying to get those minerals, like you mentioned, into the body, and it's pulling from the menu that we've given it over the years, but we can retrain it and give it a new menu of things that it has, and then we'll start craving that. So that's why you say it really does take time to develop your taste bud and your palate, and be patient with yourself. Take one thing at a time. Start with the sugar and the dairy. And please, if you could recap the five things.
Yeah, so one, look at yourself in the mirror, you know, renew your mind. Become mentally strong with meditation. Must read, pray, inspirational posts, record your own voice, have your quiet time. Try to do that 3 times a day. Number three, know who you are. Know how fast or slow you need to go. And as you eliminate soda and decrease dairy, understand your blood type and your genotype. Number four, juice for breakfast or as often as you can. That'll help your skin and your vitamin D absorption with the sun. And, of course, everybody loves beautiful, glowy skin, so that's a great thing. And then five is create your own support team. Create your own support team and treat yourself. Those are key things that I do on a regular basis, and I know that with those natural things, my spirit man with the meditation is totally built up, and I become one with who I am and with self-love. So I know we have spoken about God, but through Jesus is the only way to get to God and receive eternal life. So I encourage you to get to know who he is for yourself. You know, when you even talking, listening to me, when you listen, whoever you may listen to, open the word of God for yourself, because the key is relationship. The key is relationship. So with saying that, I love you all. And Jackie, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Oh, it has, and the time has gone so quickly, but I think we got it all in. And for those who still have questions and want to reach out to you, where can they find you?
KCWinans@gmail.com, and of course my Dallas A Facebook page, and Instagram, just pure Dallas A.
Okay, that's DalisAy, Dallas A.
Yes.
I want to thank you again for being with us. It's been a pleasure. My goal is for this month to bring broadcasts and episodes that are going to continue along this line. It's not just health that is physical, but your emotional health, your financial health. So please stay tuned. If you're on Blog Talk Radio right now, just go to the top of the page where it says follow, click the button, and you'll be in the know as to who's going to be on the show, what's coming up next. I tell you, we have a great lineup for 2015. I thought about it deeply, and I'm really excited for the wonderful people who are going to be coming on to the show. So until next time, I want you to continue to be your own best hero, listeners, because the greatest hero of all said that you were worth it when he gave his life for you on the cross. And he said that you were magnificent, and that you're able to live a magnificent life because his power is in you.